While the present century was in its teens, and on one sunshiny morning in June, there drove up to the great iron gate of Miss Pinkerton's Academy for Young Ladies on Chiswick Mall a large family coach with two fat horses in blazing harness, driven by a fat coachman in a three-cornered hat and wig at the rate of 4 miles an hour. A black servant, who reposed on the box beside the fat coachman, uncurled his bandy legs as soon as the equipage drew up opposite Miss Pinkerton's shining brass plate, and as he pulled the bell, at least a score of young heads were seen peering out of the narrow windows of the stately old brick house. Nay, the acute observer might have recognised the little red nose of good-natured Miss Jemima Pinkerton herself, rising over some geranium pots in the window of that lady's own drawing-room.
"It is Mrs. Sedley's coach, sister," said Miss Jemima. "Sambo, the black servant, has just rung the bell, and the coachman has a new red waistcoat.
Have you completed all the necessary preparations incident to Miss Sedley's departure, Miss Jemima?"
asked Miss Pinkerton herself, that majestic lady, the Semiramis of Hammersmith, the friend of Dr. Johnson, the correspondent of Mrs. Chapone herself.
"The girls were up at 4 this morning, packing her trunk, sister," replied Miss Jemima. "We have made her a beau pot."
"Say a bouquet, Sister Jemima. 'Tis more genteel."
"Well, a bookie as big almost as a haystack. I have put up 2 bottles of the gillyflower water for Mrs. Sedley, and the receipt for making it, in Amelia's box. And I trust, Miss Jemima, you have made a copy of Miss Sedley's account? This is it, is it?
Very good. £93.4. Be kind enough to address it to John Sedley, Esquire, and to seal this billet which I have written to his lady."
In Miss Jemima's eyes, an autograph letter of her sister, Miss Pinkerton, was an object of as deep veneration as would have been a letter from a sovereign. Only when her pupils quitted the establishment, or when they were about to be married, and once when poor Miss Birch died of the scarlet fever, was Miss Pinkerton known to write personally to the parents of her pupils. And it was Jemima's opinion that if anything could console Mrs. Birch for her daughter's loss, it would be that pious and eloquent composition in which Miss Pinkerton announced the event. In the present instance, Miss Pinkerton's billet was to the following effect.